sometimes we want something so bad, we are obsessed with our dream, but timing is not right. So sometimes it's not happening because we're not ready to receive it. And we have to give it a time. And universe and God knows when is the best time for us, even when we pray and ask God, why is that happening? Well, God knows. And sometimes God will give you even better than you think you might get.
Hello and welcome to the Mommy Millionaire Show. This is your host, Kayla Kraft. I am a mom of three, multimillionaire, master life coach, and money mindset queen. I am so happy and thankful that you're here. I am actually on a mission to help 1 million women make $1 million or more a year. That could be you. Every week, I'm bringing you inspiring stories to help you feel empowered to broaden your horizons, to gain clarity and strategy on living your best life. Over at Mommy Millionaire, we pursue our lives with purpose and love, and the riches always follow. So stay tuned because I'm bringing you episodes twice a week. I believe you are your biggest asset. So let's build you up today. Let's get into it. Mommy Millionaires, I have such a special guest today who is going to help you go from building your business and personal brand to creating an extraordinary style. So I actually met today's guest because I was on her podcast a few months ago. We're Instagram friends. Today's guest is Olyasha, aka Not Basic Blonde. So Olyasha Novozhilova is the founder and creator of Not Basic Blonde, a fashion and lifestyle blog dedicated to inspiring young women to create an extraordinary style. So she's a model, a blogger, entrepreneur, author, and celebrity podcast host. As the founder of Not Basic Blonde, there is no topic that is off limits. She provides millennials the ultimate guide on entrepreneurship, dating, marketing, all the things. She's also the children's book author of Cutie the Unicorn. You can find that on Amazon. The premise is it's okay to be different. Olyasha teaches our younger generation how to express their individuality. So welcome, Olya, to Mommy Millionaire.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. So glad to be your guest.
So how did you come to be the Not Basic Blonde?
That's a long story. And it all started, I guess, back in school when I was bullied for my fashion and my height because I was one of the tallest girls in school. And also, I was sent home so many times to change because I was too fashionable in school. So I guess that upset me for a while till I actually turned my obstacles into my career. And I've done IT project management for 8 years before I started my own brand. So in 2017, I finished one of the largest projects for AT&T in Cricket. And I decided to not go back to the office ever again. So I decided to start my brand. And it was hard for me to come up with a name because I had so many ideas. And one day, my girlfriend came over to my house and I started showing her some of the profiles that I was getting inspiration from. And she was like, yeah, but they're so basic and you are definitely not. And I was like, okay, here the light bulb went on. And I was like, yeah, Not Basic Blonde, definitely.
I love it.
But for so many years, I couldn't really find my tribe. I mean, not many years, but like when I was starting, it was hard to find my tribe because everyone was trying to blend in and no one wanted to stand out. They were afraid to stand out. And after, I guess, pandemic changed people a lot because in 2022, now every brand's slogan is, don't be afraid to stand out. It's okay to be different. And which is my brand slogan is, like, embrace your individuality. It's okay to be different. It's okay to be yourself.
That's awesome. So what are your tips for, you know, creating good content on social media?
Well, my brand colors are bright pink, as you can see, purple, lavender, gold, glitter, silver. I stick to my color palette that I like and that goes with my brand. So when you're creating content, people kind of know when they see the picture, they recognize me, that it kind of has my print on it. So I give it to certain colors, certain kind of palettes. And I still have, well, I've done modeling since I was 13. So I have my poses that I always do, and people recognize me by it as well. So it's kind of, people know my brand, and it goes kind of hand in hand with creating content, because I always try to do something that is so bright, that is so like kind of stands out and catches attention. But also creating content, depending on your niche and depending on exactly what are you trying to do with your brand or with your account, where you're trying to go and what kind of audience you're trying to attract. So based on that, you have to create your content.
On social media, you have almost 2 million followers and a solid engagement rate to back that up, by the way, everybody listening in, which is so incredible. What would you say that you've done that has contributed to such like big growth on your social media?
Well, also networking. And if you're a fan of someone or you admire someone, don't be afraid to reach out. Don't be afraid to send them DM. And I have many people sending DMs to me too. And that's how we follow each other. That's how we kind of network. And also, well, I've been doing it for like over 5 years now, 5 years. So it kind of over time, it did help. And also I'm active on many platforms. I have TikTok, I have Facebook and all the other platforms. So I try to stay active on all of them. And I try to network a lot. And even if you're just starting, you don't know where to start and how to get people's attention or brand's attention, you just post things that you normally wear, normally do, and you tag all the brands that you normally use, and you will get a lot of attention from brands and from those who actually, if you're giving you feedback on the brands or on something that you do or daily routine, daily skincare or something, you will get a lot of attention from women or the audience you're trying to target. And that will actually lead to more engagement later.
So what I'm hearing from you is to be authentic, right? So if you're already wearing certain types of brands, you're already using a certain type of skincare and you just start sharing it, right? Because you're not trying to sell it. You're just going, hey, this is what I use. Right, so you're being authentic to yourself, plus adding on the intentionality of, okay, I'm going to just start tagging these brands because I'm going to start making that relationship with whoever's managing these people's pages or these brands' pages. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And also, if you're trying to monetize it as well, you can use some affiliate marketing brands. I mean, some brands offer that, but also Amazon offers affiliate marketing, like Amazon Influencer Program. I also like to know it, also called LTK. And there are so many other now platforms that offer affiliate marketing, and you can share and monetize the links that you share in your stories. You can get commission from it. Sometimes it might start is not much, but later on it can lead to 5-6-figure income if you get your audience used to it, and they will see it every time, because on average, it takes 7 to 8 times one person to see something to actually buy it if they never seen it before.
So what's your advice for mommy millionaires who, you know, maybe they've been showing up on social media consistently, right? But they haven't been showing up as their authentic self. Like one of the things I love about you is like, you are, I guess in street terms, the definition of extra, right? Like if you go and look at her social media, it's like, she always like goes above and beyond in her style and just like how she shows up. And even just the way that she moves in her reels, I'm like, gosh, I want to be that cool. Anyways, I love it. But you could tell it's not an act for you. Like that's just who Olya is, right? That it's amazing. People really struggle with being themselves and showing up authentically online as they would show up in real life. What advice do you have for that person?
I think they're just shy and they're just hiding their inner self from like audience. And I did struggle with it too. And because some people might think what others will think about me if I do so. And you have to put all that aside if you really want to be yourself on social media and if you really want to come off as authentic. And not to be afraid to show yourself. And when you're naturally relaxed, when you're embracing your inner self, like when you're kind of like happy with yourself and you totally have your best game on, it will come to you naturally. So people will be able to see that on camera because even without trying. So
you're the author of a children's book, Cutie the Unicorn. It's a story teaching children that it's okay to be different, showing the younger generation how to express their individuality. Why was it so vital for you to get this message out specifically to children?
I kind of had pictured myself in this book because the story about the unicorn, it was kind of me and how I felt. And also, it was very important for me to inspire our younger generation and share this message with them because it's a lot of bullying in school and so many kids struggling with it. And so many other kids are actually bullying others. So it's definitely what I struggled with in school. And I kind of wanted to take and to send this message to kids to really, I mean, it's okay to be different. Even if someone looks different, we just kind of have to accept them for what they are because, I mean, it's just the way it is. And we should never judge.
Well, I love that you wrote this book. Could you walk us through the process of writing a children's book? So, and tell us about some of the challenges maybe you faced and what you learned along the way.
Well, I already have my artist, so I have on my team, and she does my all illustrations. She does my GIFs. She does my all the artwork that I need even for a podcast. So it was easier for me. But in order to write a book, and also idea came to me so fast. It came to me on Saturday night, and I just sat down and I wrote it. It took me probably 30 minutes to write it because I already knew what I wanted to write about. It was crazy, but this idea was just so random. I never thought, I never planned on writing children's book. It was never in my projects. So if you want to self-publish a book on Amazon, you definitely can, and anyone can. It doesn't take a long time, but for publishing children's book, you need an artist or illustrator who will do all the artwork for you. And of course, you need a story. And the process is basically easy. You submit a PDF and you have to submit the sizing. It has to match all their standards. And after that, approval takes, I think, a few days.
Did you use an editor in the process or were you the editor?
No, it was children's book. It wasn't that long. So yeah, I've done it myself. I just had someone doing all the pictures, illustrations for it.
I love that though, because it is really like, look, she got this idea on a Saturday night and she writes a book, right? You've got to have that type of grit and that kind of attitude. Like, okay, I have the idea. I'm going to go follow through and take action on it now. And I hope that's what mommy millionaires are picking up right now is just like, if she wants something, she goes and gets it. Like she doesn't go and ask permission. Like, hey, can I write a children's book?
Don't overthink it. Like if you have an idea, just do it because that's the time. Because if you will start overthinking, it will never happen.
So your podcast is huge and a lot of mommy millionaires listening in right now, they either have a podcast or they want to start a podcast. What would be your biggest tip for those that are like, okay, I want to go big like NBB?
Okay, well, don't be afraid to start a podcast because I hesitated so much and started and I really procrastinated for a long time. And I started with a friend and then friend had her own life going on, so we couldn't keep it up together, so I had to continue and do it myself. But I was so afraid to start myself that I had to have a friend to start with. And after I started to become consistent, and when you become consistent, you gain more audience. It was easier for me because I already had a huge platform at that time when I was starting, so it was I could promote it and I could get more downloads and more exposure for my podcast. But if you're just starting out, there are so many Facebook groups as well that are actually you can network with and you can find your
kind of like-minded people where you can inspire each other, and you can also, I mean, get guests from different social media channels as well. And if you're really starting podcasts is one thing, getting guests and getting content on it is another thing, because sometimes it's hard to get the good guests on it. And I wouldn't say I was really strategic about my guests. I was kind of more intuitive. I would really pick my guests by the one who I like. If I like their story, and I would definitely invite them on my podcast. And all my guests, including you, have unique stories. And those stories are so inspiring and so interesting that it definitely, my podcast definitely got more attention. So, and I network with so many people as well. And I still do. I reach out to people, people reach out to me, and we kind of promote each other. And yeah.
How do you recommend people reach out to potential interviewees? For you, I think you just reached out to me on my social media, right?
Yeah, because you can DM people sometimes on Instagram too. They will respond faster than on email sometimes. Like emails, and I see my DMs, but I spend a lot of time on social media. My team spends a lot of time on it, so I would see DM faster than email sometimes. So even if you're hesitant, or even you're probably think these people might be out of your reach, or they might not be interested in coming in your podcast, you can actually engage with them, and you can DM them, and then you can mention them on your stories. They will see you, and then you can approach them.
Okay, so this is a really good point. I want to just make sure the mommy millionaires are getting here. She's saying you're not going directly in for the ask, but when you start just commenting on their stuff, right? You're mentioning them like in stories. Like, I don't care how big, like we're talking to Olya, who has almost 2 million people following. She says, I notice people who mention me in stories, right? So you're understanding that people pay attention to that. I think that's a big value add that you give to people, because you're like, hey, oh wow, she's helping me spread my message. Right? So if you're mentioning me, I'm going to pay attention to you. So that's like a huge ding, ding, ding. You start to do that.
Yeah. When I was starting my podcast, I was just starting out. I didn't have such a huge audience, and I wanted to score really impressive guests. I would definitely mention them on my stories a few times, and then I would approach them, and then they would say yes. Because before, even if I talk to them, I ask them, they would not even see me, like see my messages.
Absolutely. I read one book a day, Monday through Friday. What's a book that you've read that has changed your life, and why?
One of the books that I read, Believe It by Jamie Curran Lima, and she was on my podcast too.
She's been on Mommy Millionaire too. Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah, I read her story. Like, her story inspired me a lot. Like, she went through so many struggles and she didn't give up. And sometimes sometimes I forget about all this positivity, and I get upset too. I have my moments. And one time I met with my girlfriend for lunch, and I told her, well, such and such, I'm supposed to have this deal and it didn't work out. And she was like, well, so what? You know, Naomi Campbell went to 20 different agencies and they said no, and 21st said yes. So it's like, it's not about you, it's about them. And sometimes no means yes later. And also another book that really inspired me is the Gabby Bernstein. She was on my podcast as well. I'm like a huge fan of her. And The Universe Has Your Back. It's like, sometimes we want something so bad, we are obsessed with our dream, but timing is not right. So sometimes it's not happening because we're not ready to receive it. And they have to give it a time. And universe and God knows when is the best time for us, even when we pray and ask God, why is that happening? Well, God knows. And sometimes God will give you even better than you think you might get.
Absolutely.
You just have to trust the timing, trust the process, and believe in it.
Yeah, I love that quote. I don't know who said it, but trust the timing of your life. Because, you know, I look back on my life, and I'm sure you can too, but I go, oh my gosh, thank God that he didn't answer that prayer the way that I wanted him to answer it, because it turns out so much better, you know, like from relationships that you're in. And then when it comes to business, you're like, you can't see what you can't see, right? Because you're not God. And so you just have to lean into trust. So good. I feel like we could talk forever. How can our listeners connect with you?
You can DM me or email me. My Instagram is main account is not basic blonde _. And podcast account is NBB podcast. And you can download my podcast on all the podcast platforms, wherever you listen to your podcast, Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes. And it's called Not Basic Blonde podcast. You can find my book on Amazon. It's Cutie the Unicorn. It's okay to be different. And also, my blog is notbasicblonde.com. You can find all the info there too.
Yay. That's awesome. I'm so excited to link all that up in the show notes. Thank you so much for being on today, Olya.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me. It was such a nice conversation.
Thank you for tuning in and listening all the way through on the Mommy Millionaire Show. Make sure to subscribe anywhere that you're listening to podcasts at. And if you happen to have iTunes, would you do me a favor and leave a review of the show? And of course, make it honest. I know you're going to give me a 5-star, right? That's the way that we get this message out to more and more people around the world. Remember, as you do that, whatever you wish to receive, you have to give it first. And so giving a review, you know, something good is going to come your way today. Take the time and do that. Plus, I know you're the type of person who wants to really help people live their best life as well. So you could copy this link, share it out there with your friends, share it on social media. Remember, people need to be inspired more than ever right now. And I know you can help me on this mission. Thank you so much for being a part of the Mommy Millionaire podcast. Until next time, make sure to go after your dreams by being the person you were truly meant to be. Wealthy, happy, peaceful, and full of life. Love you.